for me, Dad. He has already prayed.
K-A-Y-T 88.1 FM, 70,000 watts of gospel power. Power beaming on the Blue Mountains of Mississippi and the flat plains of West Texas and the beaches and bayous of Louisiana. K-A-Y-T 88.1 FM. K-A-Y-T 88.1 FM, 70,000 watts of gospel power. Power beaming on the Blue Mountains of Mississippi and the flat plains of West Texas and the beaches and bayous of Louisiana. K-A-Y-T 88.1 FM.
Well, praise the Lord, everyone. I am David Bill, Senior Pastor and Bishop of Victory Temple and Victory Christian Outreach Center, 1015 Main Street in the city of Colfax, Louisiana. I would like to thank all our supported ministries for their strong support. Victory Temple conducts services Monday night, intercessory prayer at 6:30 p.m., Bible class Wednesday night at 6:30 p.m., Friday night, 7:30 p.m., prayer, praise, and deliverance service. Saturday, 12:30 p.m., outreach ministry, 88.1 FM on your dial. Sunday morning, 10 a.m., Sunday school. And Sunday worship service at 12 p.m. until. Now, let us go into Spirit-filled service for today.
If you are looking for a quality daycare facility in a Christian environment, then consider Victory Daycare Center. Victory Daycare is a Class A licensed facility located in Colfax, Louisiana. For more information, contact Sharon K. Veal, Director at 318-627-2992 or 318-542-2303. If anyone is in need of prayer, you can contact Bishop David Veal by email at lowercase pb at bcoc1.org or by phone at 318-627-2992. All listeners interested in being a supported partner of this ministry can send contributions of any amount to Victory Temple, P.O. Box 341, Colfax, Louisiana 71417. Victory Temple and Victory Christian Outreach Center is a 501c3 nonprofit organization, and all donations are tax deductible.
Well, praise the Lord, everyone. God is a good God again today. You know I'm excited to come into your house, into your car, on your job, or wherever you may be today. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. I am excited. You know, amen, always excited about God's work, amen, because it is my life. Amen, praise the Lord, I'm excited about you. Let's not forget tomorrow at 10 a.m. Sunday school, 1015 Main Street in the city of Colfax, Louisiana. Also, amen, praise the Lord, our 12 noon service, I call it high noon, amen. We ask that you come out and worship with us, where Jesus is Lord of the house. I want to give a shout out, amen, to Brother Tyrone, amen, praise the Lord, Brother Cole, amen, praise the Lord. I want to give a shout to you. But I also want to give a shout out to my church mother, amen, mother, amen, Rutherford there in Camden, Louisiana. Amen, praise the Lord. We thank God for you, praying for you, knowing that God is going to speedily, amen, continue to recover you. Thank God for seeing you at church. Amen, praise the Lord. All right, at this time, praise the Lord, I want you to know that, amen, March 17th, amen, praise the Lord. If I'm not mistaken, I've come back with the date, amen. I forgot the date, but anyway, amen, the month of March, we will be in the city of Winfield, Louisiana. That's right, Winfield, Louisiana, amen. We're having our fellowship meeting, amen, praise the Lord. And that meeting, amen, will be at Apostolic Outreach Ministries, 515 Brown Street, with District Elder Jerry Shepherd. And I want him to call me with that date, if he would, because I forgot to have the date put on this correspondence. But the fellowship meeting is going to be in Winfield. That's right, Winfield, Louisiana, the month of March. Amen, praise the Lord. At Apostolic Outreach Ministry, 515 Brown Street amen, in Winfield, Louisiana. The contact number for the pastor is 318-581-2655. Amen. That's District Elder Jerry Shepherd. Our outreach, amen, will be in fellowship there, amen, next month. I want to come and talk to you today briefly from the Word of God today, amen. And my text today is going to be coming from Deuteronomy, amen. Deuteronomy, amen. Praise the Lord. The, amen, 30th chapter. I'm going to start with the 14th and 15th verse, and we'll take our thought, amen, from verse 15. But the word is very nigh unto thee, in thy mouth and in thy heart, that thou may do it. See, I have set before thee this day life and good, death and evil. God, amen, praise the Lord, has spoken. Amen. Under these conditions, amen, praise the Lord, are conditions for the restoration of blessings or, amen, praise the Lord, the damnation of curses. And I've thought about this, and my subject would be, if I had to really preach this, my subject would be make the right choice. Because, amen, praise the Lord, God has set before us, amen, life and death, or life and good, death and evil. That's what God set before us. God gave man a choice. Yes, God has given you a choice. He's given you a choice to choose which way he, your seed, amen, would want to live, or you or your seed want to live. So God has given you a choice. Ladies and gentlemen, you know that. And you know, most people that are really, really not trying to see God or change their life, they say, you know, God gave me my own free will choice. But do you not know, amen, praise the Lord, the end of your choosing? If you choose the wrong choice, by choosing the wrong choice, what that do to you, what it does to your seed, what it does to your life day in and day out, not choosing the right choices. Amen. Many have chose to live against the will of God, and that's the wrong choice. A lot of people have chose to resist and to obey the principles that God has set in life, to honor him as creator. And we have all these different types of thoughts and ambitions that man has, and that teaches us to resist the principles of God and serve the ordinance of sin. And it causes you, amen, that don't know God, that hadn't chosen God, to make the wrong decisions. And those decisions affect your seed, meaning your children, from one generation to the next generations. God says, I judge them from the first to the fourth generation. And many of us have chose the wrong path in life. And by choosing the wrong path in life, it has also caused our seed to suffer. Because we didn't honor God. Parents, you when you don't honor God, when you live any kind of way, your children gonna live any kind of way. When you don't discipline your children according to God's word, the word say a child that left to himself will bring you to shame. We have to choose the right choice. And that is the principles that God has set for our life. Else our seed or we will be destroyed from the presence of God. And we will live a life of resistance, a life of chaos, a life of sin, a life of dishonesty, a life that bring us to ruination, a life that bring us to condemnation, and not in reverence, and not in the blessings that God has set for each of us. Because God is in the midst of giving those who obey him life. And when life in God comes along, good things, not bad things, ladies and gentlemen, but good things. When you choose, but choose means the power, the right, or liberty to choose an option. And that's what God gave us. True. He gave us our own free will. But don't be ignorant. Don't be stupid. Because this is what God has said. Most of you, because I gave you your own free will, you choose the wrong things. And that's why you are in the condition you are today, because you chose the wrong option. And a lot of us, when we choose the resistance of correction. That is the spirit. We choose the resistance of reality that God is our provider. We choose the resistance to the reality that God is alive and he's well, and that we choose to resist a reality that whatever we sow, we're going to reap it. And if you would look around in your household today, and you would look around, you would see that it ain't so godly. And we think about this nation. As I heard a politician say the other day, that Satan want to take over the United States. Well, he been took over the United States. This nation been left God. It ain't just started. Amen, praise the Lord. And I don't want to get into politics, but I want you to know that we been left God. We left God when witchcraft was, amen, praise the Lord, elevated to the response to that. It became a Harvey to some folk, and it's all right to practice demonic forces. And that's why we have so many of us that is not spiritual minded, because we have listened to the wrong choices. We have chosen the wrong things. We chose the wrong option. We chose to promote death instead of life. And here, we're still making the wrong choices by trying to legalize men to marry and women to marry each other. It's the wrong choice. The Bible clearly states that it's wrong. But yet, people are not hearing God's word. And the Bible say the word is nigh unto thee. Even in your heart, they know it's wrong. But to establish their own lustful and sinful and sick ways, they will go against the good to establish evil and to make it seem like this is of God. It is not of God. All sin is unrighteousness, is as unrighteousness. I was listening as they trying to send a legislature to the Supreme Court to really, amen, specify what a lie is. The Bible says all liars is going to go to hell. There ain't no little white lie. There ain't a black lie. There ain't a green lie. There ain't a red lie. A lie is a lie. And the Supreme Court, amen, even if they pass the legislature saying that a lie is a crime, a lie being a crime, the commandments say, thou shalt not lie. Thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. Where have you been, people that are living on the breath of God? Where have you been? Do you read your Bible? Maybe you don't read your Bible. Maybe you set it up on that shelf like a lot of religious folk do and pick it up on Sunday. And over the week, in the collected dust, you have to make the right choices in order to be healed by God. And it's a shame to know that when conditions come in people's life, they want to jump to God right quick and say, God, heal me. Only when the condition comes upon you because you chose the wrong options in life. You chose evil. You didn't choose life. If you have chosen life, then there are a lot of situations we would not be in our family. Amen. Our families, our children, our country, amen, would not be in these conditions when we choose what God say. He say the word is nigh unto thee, even in thy heart. It's right there. All we have to do is choose to obey God's word. When we choose to live for Jesus, we prefer him above all other. And because Jesus is God, we live for him because we recognize that if we don't live for him, that we're going to receive the option of damnation. And that's bad. That is bad. That's why we have so many problems in the mental capacity. Because in that mental capacity, without God's word, demons and warlocks live in that thought pattern of evil outside of the righteousness of God. Anytime you live a sinful life, you are bedded into deep, amen, demonic forces. And the thoughts that you think are corrupt. And God is saying, this is why our nation is on its way to hell. Because they can sue over contraception, but they can't sue over legalizing homosexuality. My God, I might get in trouble here, but I want to preach it because it's the truth. You can sue for certain things, but you can't stop the law from agreeing to promote everything that God says is abomination. I know you don't want to hear this, but it's the God's truth. It's in the Bible. Now, if I'm judged, judge me by the Bible. Don't judge me by some conference room law that you done sat down and found some dictionary that you done wrote, that you done got some of your philosophers and scholars to agree on, this is what this word is going to mean. And if anybody break it, then I'm going to judge you according to what my law say. No, judge me according to God's word. That's where I want to be judged. Judge me according to the word. Because I live by the word of God. And that's how every one of us should be. We should have a mind and a desire to choose the right things to please God. And if this nation and every other nation will represent and acknowledge Jesus as Lord, Jesus as God Almighty, and live the way that God's word say, he will heal the land. Thank you, Lord God. He promised us that he will heal the land if we would turn and seek his face. And the reason why we have the problems is because man is bickering, because their options, because of their opinions, because of what they want to look in power. They want power. They want power over you. They want power over our God. They want power over Jesus. The devil has people. You know, the Bible says, amen, praise the Lord. I believe it's Peter say, marvel not that Satan himself can transform himself into an angel of light. So don't be so astonished if he have ministers that minister, and they minister unto damnation, knowing that the end thereof, that they're going to receive a corrupt reward. You know, when you're doing wrong and when you're going against God, and whatever you sow, I'm here to tell you, you're going to reap it. From the front door to the back door, it's going to be reaped. We live to please only God when we choose him. To live for him is a blessing. Because when you are blessed by God, you are living for him with a single eye. You see no other God before him. You see nothing else. Even your job become banners. Even your life become a banners. You banners your life. You banners your time. When you know you've been saved, when you know that you are born to live for God, when you find your purpose, you banners your life. You have a balanced life. You work, you come home, you take care of your family. Amen. You go to church, you go to prayer, you go to Bible class, you're in worship service, you witness. You got a balanced life. You're doing the things, you're enjoying God because what? You have chosen to live for God and you cannot have nothing else before him. Jesus said you cannot serve two masters. Most people have chose to live this unbalanced life to say, well, I'm going to serve, amen, two masters. In other words, when you're serving two masters, you give them more of your time. Wherever you spend more, the most of your time with, that's who you're serving. Matthew 6 and 24 said, no man can serve two masters, for he will hate one, amen, praise God, and love the other. In so many words, Jesus is saying, you are double-minded, double-hearted. Because you have to say, hey, look, I'm submitting to you, Lord, because I've chosen you to be Lord of my life. I've chosen because I read that scripture that you said, if I choose, amen, praise the Lord, I can choose either life or good, or I can choose either death or evil. I chose life. I chose the good things. I chose to go the right way. We see life is more than pleasure. It's more than just having a lot of money or materialism. It's more than that. We must choose to serve the right things in life. Your soul is more important. That's right. Your soul is more important. Your soul is more important. You have a soul that's got to stand before God. It's either going to stand before God good or it's going to be evil. Jesus said in Matthew 16 and 26, what do it profit a man to gain the whole world and lose his soul? Young folks, you out there that's slanging dope, talking about fast money, looking for some rims on your car and high tires on your car, amen, and grills in your front too, earrings all over your body, tattoos everywhere. The fast money ain't going to get you into heaven. Amen, praise the Lord. I call on you today. I preach to you today. I tell you, choose the Lord Jesus Christ. Choose what is right. Preacher, what you telling me I can't have? Yeah, you can have. But banish your life. Remember, whatsoever you choose, it reflects back on you and your seed. So parents, whenever you choose something, it reflects you and your children. It's just like if you're cooking and you cook all the time with high season and your family eating it, it's going to reflect their health. If you're a drug dealer or a drug user, it's going to reflect on your children. If you're a liar, a murderer, a thief, you're unstable, you're religious, you work witchcraft, you're a whoremonger, you're a fornicator, it's going to reflect on your children. It's going to reflect on your seed. And that's what reflect means, to give back or to show an image of. That's what reflect means. It's going to come back on you. This is where we can see a lot of choices we make in life without God. Because when we don't make godly reflections and we make evil reflections to our seed, we see evil coming. We see some of you seeing yourself in your children. You was rebellious, your children rebellious. You were sneaking and peeking and dipping and dabbing, so your children doing the same thing because you made that choice and you grew up around them. You curse like a sailor and your child curse like a sailor. It's because the choices that you made before them when their mind was tender and yours was wild, instead of you were shaping them through the word of God, bringing them into the reality that there is a God that wants you to live and have good and not choose evil. Instead of you teaching them the way of God, you build a monster. You build something three times worse than what you are. And you see it, and now they don't respect you. You can't get along with them, and they can't get along with you because there is no respect because of the choices you made. And it's hard. It's hard. So even when you get saved, even though your life is changed, but you got to fight through all those spirits with your seed that you reflected before them, to help them to change. And sometimes they might throw it back in your face, but you did this. How can you tell me what to do? That's why it is good to make the right choices, because it's going to reflect on your household. If you're a gambler, your child going to gamble. If you do scratch off and hold up the line at the service station, your child going to do the same thing. Because that's what you bring in home. It's just like a transmitting disease. If you out there whoremonging and you catch it, you bring it back home, it's going to go through your whole house. Because God is tired of us making the wrong choices. I've got to go to the top of the hour. Okay, praise God. When we choose not to live for Jesus, we suffer the consequences, and the consequences brings on the effect. That's right, because we made the wrong choice. It brings on the effect, and I'm going to take a break right now. Amen, praise the Lord, and we're going to come back at the top of the hour, and we're going to do a little of this, then we're going to go to the prayer line. God bless.
This is radio station KAYT. Gina Alexandria, 88.1. Gospel Radio, serving all of Senla at 88.1.
are looking for a quality day.